If you're a coach and you already know 2026 needs a different story, waiting until January is already too late. I'm running a free online workshop, Plan Your 2026 for Consistent 30K Months. In just 90 minutes, we'll create a plan that combines energetic alignment and business strategy so 30K months become your new monthly baseline. And instead of guessing how to grow, you've got a clear path to 30K months and beyond. You can wing it for another quarter, or you can confidently walk into 2026 knowing exactly what needs to be done. Go to SamanthaRiley.global/workshop to save your free seat, or click the link in the show notes. You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, the podcast for coaches, thought leaders, and change makers who are ready to become the standout expert. If that's you, stay tuned because you're in the right place. I'm your host, Samantha Riley, and I want to help you build a successful business sharing your expertise, generate the impact and income you need to create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. Are you ready? Let's enter the lab. Welcome to today's episode of the Thought Leaders Business Lab. I am your host, Samantha Riley, and we have a very special episode today. As you've probably seen from the title, this could be the last episode. It could be, but you definitely need to stay around to the end of the episode because we've got a very special announcement to make. I'm excited today because I've invited two people onto the show who are the people that have spent the absolute most time with me on this podcast. And the first guest is my Thursday co-host, Tim Hyde. How are you today, Tim?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually. I've had a fantastic week. I've been up in Sydney, up your way, actually, for an awards dinner. One of my clients was actually nominated for an innovation award with the Australian Communications Industry.
Congratulations.
On Thursday night, so that was fantastic. Unfortunately, we didn't take out the prize. But it was good to be up there and actually finally meet in person.
Oh, how cool is it when you meet your clients in person when you've been working with them for a while virtually? It's so good.
Yeah, well, certainly over the last 2 years, it's pretty much all been virtual. So to actually see people face-to-face, it's a real novelty.
Absolutely. And my second guest is my husband, Leon Flitton. How are you, Leon?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
It kind of seems weird actually introducing you on a podcast because we actually – talk in real life.
Well, I was going to say before that, you know, you spend the most time with on the podcast, but I think it's you two on the podcast and I edit it. So just so everyone knows, I get to listen to you guys a lot.
How lucky are you? What do you reckon, Tim? Like, how lucky is Leon?
He is clearly the luckiest man alive. I do note that Leon is now editing to make his voice sound sexy and sultry.
So I'm feeling very blessed today to be here with my real husband and my work husband, because Tim and I do spend so much time together each week. So I'm excited to be here with both of you and today talk about podcasting, reflect on the last few years and 328 episodes of the Thought Leaders Business Lab, which I think is absolutely amazing. So why don't we start off, Tim? I'd love to know from you, what do you love about podcasting? I mean, I'm going to guess you love it because you're still here for episode 328. So guessing you don't hate it too much.
No, I actually really like podcasting. If I reflect back, I think my first podcast episode was maybe in 2001.
Wow, that was before me by a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm well over 1,000 podcasts now. And even as I was doing some planning, and I've got to be meeting with my team very shortly, and one of the things I love about podcasting is you get to influence so many people. Mm. You share your knowledge and experience with so many people. And it's a really easy format to do. I don't like writing. Mm-hmm. I like talking. And for me, podcasting becomes a really easy one. I can't believe it's been 328 episodes. It's gone so quickly.
It has gone quickly. Because I remember even coming up to, like, well, Leon, you would remember we had such a big lead up to episode 100. Can you remember that? Of what are we going to do? How am I going to do this? Who am I going to? And then all of a sudden it was episode 200. And then when episode 300 came, it like really snuck up on me. I'm like, oh, it's just here.
Is this like having extra kids, Sam? The first one you make a big deal of, and the second one's like, yeah, by the time you're up with your fifth, it's like, oh, whatever.
Not that I would know.
It did feel like episode 200 was just, you know, a month or so ago. Like it was not that long. Yeah, we just had that. Oh, no, yep. 300. What happened?
I know. It went so fast. And obviously, Leon, you love podcasting too. You love it enough that you've actually turned it into your business. I'd love you to share what you love about podcasting and what brought you to the point where you started your podcast concierge and started having your business wrapped around podcasting.
Right. Well, how long we got? A day or two.
Let's have the abridged version.
The short version.
Yeah. Well, the scary part about this, Sam, is that he's our editor, so he can probably edit in as much or as little as he wants.
Absolutely. He'll sound like the smart one while we're tripping over our words.
What happened, I think, getting started in a podcast editing was actually listening to your podcast. That's how I actually got started, was editing your podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we had the chance to go to some podcast conferences in the US, some good friends of ours, and that's what triggered it all. But being able to tell the story your way was one of the big things for me. So that's how I got started. And then, you know, from there, it was more about how you could use that to grow your business. So that's been probably a more of a focus moving forward for me.
Mm. And I think, you know, that's something that you've already both mentioned so early in the show, is that podcasting gives us a platform to be able to influence so many people and be able to share our message, and especially share something that is very, very important to all of us. So for you, Tim, what is it about this podcast that you're passionate about sharing? Like, what's the story or what's the influence that you want to share?
For me, I think one of the things I really love is the collaboration. Mm-hmm. And the ability to bounce ideas off each other. And I think, Sam, you and I are both better business owners because of our collaboration on this podcast.
100%.
And because of the opportunity to interview guests about their area of expertise. It's like reading books, I guess. You know, you must take a little bit away from every single book you read. And podcasting is the same. Every time you interview a guest, every time we got on a call, we would spend, I don't know what, half an hour, 45 minutes before every single episode talking and discussing about what it is that we want to share, coming up with models. The opportunity for us as podcasters is that we get better at business as a result of doing the podcast and not just being able to share our knowledge with you, our listeners, but we start to run better and more effective businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This episode is made possible by your podcast concierge. Editing your podcast can be time-consuming. Your podcast concierge offers comprehensive and affordable podcast production and social media marketing services to help you grow your podcast and business faster. Go to yourpodcastconcierge.com and book a call via the Let's Talk button on the homepage and receive 50% off your first month when you mention Thought Leaders Business Lab. Actually, I'd love to ask you, Leon, off the back of what Tim's just talked about, you obviously live with me. You're seeing me a lot. Let's just say that. What, from your perspective, what do you see it takes to run this show?
I think when you hear a podcast and it sounds like it's a 35-minute or a 20-minute or a 40-minute podcast, but what you don't see is the pre-work that goes into it. So whether it's the research or actually even finding the right guest for it. So you're lucky you got Tim for every Thursday episode. So that makes it a little bit easier for you. But there's still the research that goes into it, you know, and like you guys have just said, there's still the pre-work and the chat before it to, you know, make sure that, you know, the podcast is going to, you know, have the right flow to it and come out the right way and convey the right message. So there's that part of it. And then after you guys have your fun and record it, it's up to me and the team to actually get it edited, leveled, and all those, you know, all the fancy things we do with the audio. And then, you know, we've got social images that are made, we've got show notes that are made, you know, then you actually got to get up online and actually get it live and notifying of the guests or telling Tim every Thursday. But it does take a fair bit of time. And I think if someone thinks a podcast is 35 minutes of chatting, maybe okay for the guest, but if you're the host, it takes a fair bit of work. And sometimes 7 or 8 hours to actually get one episode out is fairly normal, you know, if you're recording for 35, 40 minutes. So,
yeah
I must admit, I certainly know when we get an episode, we absolutely nail Sam, that we're like, our team will love us.
We actually do say that.
but when we have to, and look, it happens, right? There are outtakes, there's bloopers. There's plenty of those where we've had to stop and go, just take that bit out.
and thankfully, and not as much, like, I Can you remember back, Tim, when you and I first started doing the Thursday episodes together? It took us a little bit to get into the flow of the way each other worked or the way that we think. Like, I've got to know you very well and can usually sort of pick where you're going to head. But before that, even though I'd known you for a while, I didn't really know the way that you thought and pulled things apart. And there were some of those early episodes that there was actual more outtakes than what was left over in the recording.
Yeah, I think the other thing there is that when you're working with someone else, and this is the first time that the three of us have been on a podcast together, is that you kind of get a sense of when to throw to somebody else mm-hmm. rather than talking over them. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you serious with you guys? I never get a word in.
You just did. Ding, ding, ding.
Winning.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious to know, because obviously, you know, you could record solo episodes and you do occasionally record solo episodes. Mm-hmm. When you started this particular podcast, mm-hmm. what was it about the collaborative format that attracted you to doing it this way?
I'm such a huge collaborator. I really, really love connecting people. I really love to hear other people's stories. And I also love that when I get a guest on this show, that in the 40 minutes or so that we speak, I get a really good idea of who the person is on the other side of the mic. I get not only a really good idea of what their zone of genius is, but through the stories that they share, I get a really good idea of what's important to them, what their values are. So that gives me a huge opportunity to be able to speed collaborations along. We don't just get on a call and talk about business. We're actually recording an episode, getting to know each other really well. So for me, a lot of times when we hit end recording, there's a lot of collaborations that are done off the back of this where, you know, someone will say to me, wow, that was really good. I love the way you interviewed, or I could hear what your expertise. How can we come together? Being able to meet so many people has been such a game changer for my business because we're meeting people in a different way. Because as a connector, I get to put someone else in the spotlight. And I know there's a lot of podcasters that like to have solo episodes to just share what they know and their genius. But for me, one of my zones of genius is connecting people. So being able to share their stories is really, really special. And like you said earlier, Tim, we get to learn so much about our business. You know, I'll interview people and get really great ideas. And it's almost like these little mini coaching sessions that I get twice every week. It's really good. There's so many different strategies that I've used on this podcast to interview people, but I really love putting other people in the spotlight. It's something that I enjoy to do.
So tell the truth then, how many episodes have not made it past the cutting room floor?
Okay, we do have a folder in Google Drive that says do not what's the folder called, Leon? It's something like do not publish. Do not publish in big capital letters. Yep. There's probably around 10 to 15 episodes in there, and they are people that as we've gotten in to the episode, there's a huge values misalignment. And I don't want my brand to be thought of alongside. I'm happy for people not to agree with me on things, but a values misalignment is just a big no for me.
Yeah, look, I would agree with that. I think, and certainly I've had podcasts where I've recorded them and gone, yeah, the quality wasn't great, or, you know, the turns out where it went to wasn't very valuable for my audience. I think we've got to remember ultimately that a podcast is a marketing tool. Mm-hmm. And if it's not serving a purpose in your business, then what are you doing it for?
Absolutely.
And too often I've listened to podcasts and I'm going, I don't know what you want me to do with this or where you want me to go or anything. There's no call to action. There's no next step. And as much as it's cool to just produce a podcast for entertainment purposes, you know, we're talking about business podcasts here. Mm-hmm. And so it has to have a marketing or business purpose.
Absolutely.
It has to have some kind of value behind it.
Like, yeah, what are we doing this for? Let's talk about episodes, because we have had 328 of them. Leon, who have your favorite or, you know, what are the favorite episodes that you've had? And I know this is really hard because even as I do it, I get off just about every episode and go, oh, that guest, and you've seen me, Leo, oh, that guest was so good. That was my new favorite. I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's the best episode ever.
Yeah.
And you get it next week. It's the best episode ever.
I get those sort of increasing bar there, Leo. It's improving every time.
Yeah, scale of constant improvement. So, and sorry, Tim, but you didn't make this one. I actually give it a shout out to a good friend of ours and podcaster, Amy J. She was on episode 173, and it was living an authentic life. And I think particularly in the last year or so with what's been going on in the world, and I think how we choose to live our life, it really kind of hit home for me. So, but it was a great chat as well. So
she's one of my favorite people on the planet. I remember when we met Amy J in person, I'd heard about her through another good friend of ours, Super Joe Pardo, and he was always mentioning this Amy J person, and I didn't really think much of it because Joe knows just about everyone in the world. But when I met her, I honestly felt like we were long lost twins. I've never met someone that within 3 minutes of meeting them, we're finishing each other's sentences. She's a really, really amazing, well, she's a fabulous client, a fabulous friend, and I know I'm certainly very blessed to meet her. So I love that you liked our episode.
Oh, I've got to say as well, she's an actual rocket scientist, which is really cool. So
yeah, an actual rocket scientist.
Legit.
What about for you, Sam? What's been one of your favourite or standard episodes?
So I was sitting down doing this for a while. Like, I have absolutely loved every guest, and that's not a word of a lie. Some of the people that I've chatted to, we've just had so much fun. I think I do want to mention the two episodes that I was the most nervous for. And even just thinking about these two episodes, my hands are already sweating because I was just so, I couldn't believe that I'd actually got these two guests on the show. And the first one was Dr. John DeMartini. And it was funny that as I was waiting for him to come on, because he came on a couple of minutes late, I was sitting there and the story that was going through my head was, someone's just set you up for a joke. Why would he actually really want to be on your show? And then he showed up and I was like, oh, hello. That was a fabulous episode. And the other one was JP Sears. He's an amazing person. And same thing, when he was on the show, I remember, and I've actually got the outtakes still in my hard drive. Before we actually started the episode, I said, oh my goodness, I'm so nervous. And he goes, I know, Sam, don't stuff it up. But that was a really great episode. But I guess, like, if we're talking my favorite episodes, one of them is an episode that you and I recorded, Tim, and it was episode 301, Building an Effective Team. Building teams is something that I've really realized this year through other people telling me, you know, with our zone of genius, we don't normally notice it. The amount of people that have said to me, how do you do this? How do you build your team so quickly? So doing that episode was a lot of fun. It was probably one of the episodes that we've had the most people reaching out and saying, wow, that was a really great episode. So episode 301 is actually one of our highest downloaded episodes. So, hey, Tim, we nailed it.
That's right. Leon, that was one of those episodes where we got off and go, that was the best episode ever.
We actually did. That was so good.
I know. 328, clearly the best episode ever.
Oh, yes, 328 is the best episode ever. And then there was episode 132, and this is the episode being an entrepreneur and a parent. So this was a bit of a personal one for me because this is where I interviewed my daughter, and she just gave me so many – my own daughter gave me so many aha moments of seeing our life or my life as an entrepreneur through the eyes of my child. That was a really great episode, and that is also another one of our most highly downloaded episodes. Well, for any parent, but especially as a mum, you know, we get a lot of mum guilt on, you know, all this time that we spend in our business and, you know, we should be doing this and we should be doing that. So to hear through her eyes that it wasn't like that was amazing. So they're just some of my favourites out of like the whole of my 328 episodes are my favourites.
Did you notice, Leon, that she gave you the opportunity to choose one episode and she's chosen seven?
It's my show. This is all about me.
I write the rules here. Get in line.
All right then, Tim, what about you? You can choose as many as you want. Is that okay?
I'm gonna pick episode, I don't know, 27.
Was that your I think that was your first episode, wasn't it?
That was our first episode, actually. Was it 27?
It was 20 something. But I know that I had you on as a guest for, and that was a few months before we started recording our duo episodes, should we call them?
Yeah, I think for me, some of the most interesting episodes have been, I remember sort of 153 standing out. It was like, should you be an entrepreneur? And sort of, because we hear this thing, right, entrepreneur has become the new buzz term. Mm. Like, I'm an entrepreneur, right? And that was a sort of interesting conversation in that one. But I think some of my other favourite episodes, we have done a couple where we did a deep dive into people's businesses.
Mm, the coaching over cocktails.
The coaching over cocktails episodes. And I found those quite interesting because we probably did a lot more prep work in those ones than some of the other ones we do, because we were actually dissecting people's businesses. And I was really interested to see different approaches, where we agreed on the strategy and where we pulled apart in strategy in terms of what those businesses should, you know, businesses could do to really double and triple their sort of growth. So some of those ones have been really interesting. You know, 193 was a fabulous one on collaboration as well. And you and I both, as you said, both really big on the collaboration. So, but like, I mean, you can pick any episode, throw a dart, they're all good, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're all standout episodes. No, but there are those episodes that, you know, we're all drawn to. And I know there was one episode, and I can't remember, and I wouldn't share it anyway, that I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I want to release this. I'm not 100% sure. And I released it because someone else had listened to it. I can't even remember who that was because it was a while ago. And they went, no, I really like that. Okay, I'll release that episode. And then I released it, and I remember one of my clients reaching out going, wow, that was like, I had so many aha moments, and I had this massive shift in this episode. It's one of the best ones you ever did. And that was very early in the piece. And I remember at the time thinking, well, I need to really make sure that my, you know, as the podcast host, that I don't let my, not prejudices, but my perspective get in the way. Because for me, I was a bit like, yeah, I don't know that we kind of hit the point. But the person that was listening, like, got a lot of takeaways. So unless there's a huge values misalignment, now, even if I think, oh, I'm not sure we hit that right, I will still release it because you never know what someone else will hear and where they get their aha moments drop in.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of times where we've recorded an episode and gone.
Yeah, both of us did that at the same time, didn't we? Because we both go,
Just felt a bit flat with that one. You know, let's do that. I think what you've sort of touched on, one really interesting thing and benefit of podcasting, I think that our listeners should be aware of if you're going to use this as part of your strategy, and particularly in sort of your mention of, you know, Dr. John DeMartini. Podcasting is a really great tool to give you access to people that you probably wouldn't otherwise get access to.
100%.
You can reach out to people like, you know, Dr. DeMartini and others and say, hey, well, I'd love to have you as a guest on my show, right? It's really good for their ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the power of the podcast host.
Yeah, right. There's the power of the podcast. You're the radio host. You can reach people that you would not otherwise be able to reach.
100%. Couldn't agree more. You get the opportunity to speak with that person for 30, 40, 50 minutes, like one-on-one. It's incredible. And as a podcast host, some of the best conversations are before you hit record or after you hit stop. And I know that I've shared with one of my very good friends often, like, oh, you know, after I press stop, this is what we talked about. She's like, can you have like an extra podcast episode where you actually don't hit stop and we can hear your private conversations? Because I've told her some of the things that have happened and she's like, oh my goodness. But it's such an amazing opportunity to be able to speak with people that you wouldn't know. You look like you've got something you're bursting to say, Leon.
Oh, no, I was just going to create another episode per week so we can do three and just call it the B-roll. Roll it out.
There's plenty of those conversations that Sam and I have. I know that we're going, oh, we should have recorded that.
Oh, so often when you and I record, Tim, I'm like, why do I wait to press record? Because some of our conversations before we press record, because we're just bantering, God, we get some gold coming out, don't we?
Well, that's right. And we've got a team, so they can go and edit it up to their heart's content. It's not like we have to do it. We are the on-air talent.
Unlike the conversation I had with Nikki Roush, and I can't remember what episode she was, but we'll link it up in the show notes, talking about discovery calls. And after 30 minutes of chatting about The Block and how it's my favourite show and it's also hers, and just to understand, she's in mid-America. So she's asking me, how do you get how can I download those seasons of The Block because they can't just stream them over there? I said, yeah, we probably should stop talking about The Block and all of those contestants and what we think of their houses and actually press record on this episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this year's been a big year. A lot of us thought 2020 was going to be, like the worst year ever. And we got to the end of it and went, yay, we've got a new year. And in some ways, I actually think 2021's been harder than 2020. But I also think it's given us the amazing opportunity to really reflect. And I know that both of you have pivoted in your business this year. So what has 2021 brought into your business this year, Tim? Or what has changed in your business?
This year has been a really sort of tough year for me, mostly because of, I'm able to share this, my wife had some mental health challenges after some other physical health challenges. And I had to take over her business on very short notice. And I've been running that year. We're pretty lucky that we've now got to the point of selling that business. But trying to, one of the things I always thought I could do was run multiple businesses at the same time. I'm amazing, right? I can do that. It's actually really hard to do. And I think the more you can focus on the one thing, the better off you'll be. So, getting that off my plate is going to be really good. But trying to kind of juggle both business growth and these sort of personal challenges at home and provide her support has been difficult. It certainly made me far more aware of the importance of maintaining your mental health. Because as entrepreneurs, there's that word again, right? As business owners, we're always on. We're always go, 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 give me more, give me more, give me more, right? Your small business is this thing that will take everything you have and then still want for more.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really up to us to control and moderate that, I think, is an important thing. But, we've had some fantastic successes as well. As part of that planning process I mentioned earlier, was just pulling out some stats and, we've helped automate almost 400 businesses in 335 countries this year.
That's amazing.
Right? And I wouldn't have been able to do that, talking of team, I wouldn't have been able to do that without my team.
Absolutely.
If I look at the posts I've put out, we've influenced, and including the podcasts, influenced, 400,000 people.
That's super special.
It is, and I think it's important to kind of reflect back on that as we're doing this podcast and go, what have I actually achieved? Once upon a time, the idea of influencing 400,000 people in a year was like, how on earth do you do that? That would be amazing.
Yeah. And how incredible that you've stopped and reflected, because I think as entrepreneurs, we can get very caught up in exactly what you were just saying. What's the next thing? That's not good enough. We didn't achieve our goals. And this constant trying to be better. And I think that is the good side of being an entrepreneur, is that we are very competitive with ourselves, but at the same time, it can be the downside. And, and we can start to beat ourselves up. And I think mental health is something that I'm glad that we're seeing more talk of it, because it's something that affects, so many people, but I see it affects so many entrepreneurs where things just get really on top of them. So that influence that you're talking about, that's amazing that you've stopped and looked at the stats of what you have done and shared that, but also that, you've got this platform where you can share those stories. I think that's amazing.
What about you, Leo? I mean, you're relatively new into your business. I think it was just this year you launched.
No, 2020, right?
Wasn't it? 2020, late last year. What have you found this year?
Yeah, so we think we've just really kind of got the flow of how we operate better, that the team's growing. And I think the connection that I know that the hosts are getting through, actually being a podcaster, has been awesome. So we've just been really, working on making sure that we're supporting the best way we can so that they can grow their business and grow their network. And it's been really interesting to watch, and particularly, over the last year as well. So with what's been going on. And I think you're right, mental health issues, because of the people just being in silos where they don't go out of the house and all those things. And entrepreneurs have probably battled with that for quite a lot longer, but as it becomes more mainstream, just for having a job and you're working from home, it is becoming more apparent. So, but as far as the business being concerned, yeah, it's actually been a really good year, and we've had a lot of growth, and yeah, the team's been really awesome as well. So yeah, super appreciative of the team.
From my perspective of watching you and the team, watching the amount of systems that you've created this year is, from the someone that loves systems, it has been wonderful to watch.
What about for you, Sam? I mean, I want to ask you this one because we know we've talked about it quite a lot, how much the Samantha Riley team has grown, particularly with all of your genies. Do you recall back where you were when we started this?
When we started the podcast?
So I'm going to go back to the date was...
I think it was about, it was 2018.
2018. In February, beginning of
wow,
end of 2018. How many did you have on the team then?
One. I had one team member,
and the one wasn't Leon, was it?
It wasn't Leon. No, it was not Leon.
No, it wasn't me.
I had one team member, and we were attempting to get systems. That team member was fabulous. So that's where I was back in 2018.
Different now, isn't it?
Very different now. And I don't know if we would be in this position if COVID had have happened. I don't think we would have had the epiphany to take our business where we did, because I think it was obviously in Australia and for most of the world, March 2020 is where everything really went crazy and borders shut and people could stop traveling, had to stop traveling, and we all went into lockdown.
Cafes closed down. Oh, my God. No cafe.
I know, it was terrible. And at that time, it for me, it was just like, okay, I went into this real, you know, like a mum when a child hurts themselves, and it's just like, bang, it's just like solid focus. That's all you can see. It's all you can hear. And it was like, what do I need to do right now to help my clients to make sure they get through this? And I mean, Leon, you witnessed this of how quickly we changed our conference that was meant to be in person. And not only did we, you know, you have to cancel the hotel on 4 days' notice, but I completely rewrote the whole 3-day conference to make sure that exactly what we were giving our clients was relevant to where they were. And that was huge. And we'd only taken on a team member maybe 2 weeks before that conference as well. And we didn't know how to do a fully online event. So it was just, you know, you and Anthony were just head together making it happen while I was, you know, in another room trying to rewrite the conference. And the whole time it was just like, what do I have to do to make sure that our clients can get through it? And that's where this whole idea of actually, what if I could like give them access to my team? And by the time I'd come up with that, I think we had one part-time designer. I think we had a part-time content writer. We had a part-time admin person. And I think that was about it.
Yeah, they're all part-time. And I've got to say, that week, the lockdowns all kind of happened was, you know, we were planning to go like, you know, in-person event. And then, you know, the phone call started coming in, all those things about, you know, can we fly, can we not fly?
Is it on? I remember that as well, Leon, because I was one of the guest presenters at that conference.
Yeah. And you were also one of the people of me going, Tim, can I just give you a call? Because I didn't know what to do. Because there was no directive at that time from the government. It was just like, oh, this stuff's happening. And I was like, do I cancel it? Do I not cancel it? And I remember actually ringing you, Tim, and going, I really don't know what to do.
I can't remember that one. Obviously, the decision was made to go online. But I can't remember what. Don't ask me what my advice was at the time now.
It was difficult, though, because the government really didn't know at the time what to do either. So we were just, all we could think of was how do we keep all of our, you know, the people safe.
Our members, yeah.
Yeah, the members, how do we keep them safe? So that was, you know, one of the biggest things. So, and I think, Sam, what you did do well was you pivoted really quickly, that some others in the industry took months and months to actually make the pivot.
I do recall a conversation I had with someone I connected with on LinkedIn about that time as we were talking. Not pivot, we were talking realignment.
Yes, we were talking realignment. We did a whole episode on that.
That's right. And the conversation was, I'm just going to shut things down for a little while. I'm just going to close the business down for a little while and it'll be good. It'll blow over.
Yeah, how'd that work out for them?
I don't know. Yeah, I remember the conversation.
Because it still hasn't blown over.
I couldn't tell you who it was, though.
Yeah.
I'm quite optimistic about 2022 as we come into the end of 2021. yeah, we'll always see, we always get that kind of new year enthusiasm that'll come out. But I think with, certainly with Australia and much of the US opening up and people going, you know, largely being vaccinated and sort of having a long enough to go, I know what this thing is now, I think we'll see almost this swing out of the dark ages, so to speak, and a lot more positivity and you know, I just craving reconnection with people.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that has come out of this period is people have had time to reflect on what are we doing? What is our business doing? Or, you know, how are we feeling in our job? You know, how are we feeling in our life? And so many people have had this reflection of, actually, I didn't really enjoy what I was doing, or, you know, I really don't like this work that I'm doing. And there's these other things that feel better. And it's, and we're seeing it with the Great Resignation, like they're expecting 40% of the workforce to leave. And it's, I've seen stats that I think in March next year is going to be when it's at its pinnacle, like coming out of that Christmas New Year period where people are just going, nah, this is not for me anymore. And I've certainly seen it. My own daughter did it, you know, completely changed careers last year, where she had that time to stop and reflect, where before that she was so busy, it was just get up, do the same thing every day, go to bed. And she just went, I don't want to do this anymore, and has completely changed industries.
It's not making me happy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, certainly if we can leave anyone, anything with anyone off this podcast at least is, you know, make sure that you have a review process.
Look
back, right, and do reflect, do decide whether this is making you happy, and kind of put that into your process.
Absolutely.
As well. Did this work for me? Yes, no. How would I do it differently this time?
Yeah.
We've had global life, you know, changing events once every 10 years for the last 10 years. So sometime in the next 10 years, there will be a thing that impacts us on a global scale again. We should expect it.
I think also it's not just reflecting on what do I like and what I don't, and it's reflecting on also like where your gaps are. So, you know, to be the best that we can be, it's always what's missing. And this is a conversation that Leon and I have all the time. It's how the genies were born, where we were saying, you know, what's missing. It was, you know, that we, our clients were getting caught up on implementing. But something else for me at the beginning of this year, actually, it was right at the end of 2020, this human design had been come under my nose a few times in the past few years. And I kept, people would talk about it and be like, okay. And I'd have a look and I'd be like, yeah, I don't really understand it. I don't really know what it is. And, you know, I would walk away from it. And then someone else would mention it. I'm like, you know, it's come into my world. I'll have another look. What is that thing? Yeah, still, I don't really get it. I don't understand how it applies to me. And it happened over and over. But at the end of last year, it came up. And, you know, it's just that moment where I'm like, there's something here. And I went and I hunted podcast episodes on human design, and I listened to a couple of podcast episodes and went, oh my goodness, I get it. And I think that this could be like a little tiny missing gap that's in my business, in that there's a lot of people that come into my world and they're not really 100% sure what it is that they should be doing. You know, they've got these ideas of different businesses and they're like, we don't know which way to go. So I jumped into human design and went, is this the missing piece? Is human design the way that people can really understand what, you know, what they're meant to be doing in the world and how they're showing up? Is this like their permission slip? So it sort of takes away more of that trial and error, not all the trial and error, but some of it.
I think it's, I like it because it sort of puts your purpose up in big neon lights.
Yeah.
This is probably what you should be doing. Go and do it.
Yeah.
And as entrepreneurs, I mean, and I mean, I deliberately mentioned the, you know, 153 because, you know, should you be an entrepreneur? Because it's not for everybody.
Certainly it's not.
But if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you deserve to be the best entrepreneur that you could possibly be. You deserve to have the most influence that you could possibly have. You deserve to have the most impact that you can create on the world.
Absolutely.
And if it's your purpose, go for it. You know, we want to help you.
Absolutely. So that, I guess, segues into what is happening with this podcast, because Thought Leaders Business Lab is, as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, is no more, but don't unsubscribe, don't unfollow, keep coming back and listening, because the podcast is just going to be rebranded and the podcast from this point forward is going to be called Influence by Design, which I think is super exciting. Influenced by design, because the golden thread through everything I've done for just years and years and years is helping people to get really clear on what it is they do so that they can influence more people. That's something that I'm really passionate about. And the design piece is living your life by design. And human design is the, again, the golden thread. I've been using it a lot in my business this year with my clients. Actually, your wife, Tim, was one of my very first, let's call her a guinea pig.
Yeah, she was.
Right back very early in the year. And now I've gone on to do so much work with my clients and I've got people reaching out. I haven't even got it on my website that I work in human design, and I have multiple clients a week. And for me, I've used this year as an experiment in really getting in alignment with my design and realizing how much it's impacted my business. By me being in alignment, it's allowed all of this abundance just to flow my way, where before, you know, I wasn't quite, there were some bits that weren't quite in alignment. So I'm really, really passionate. So moving forward, the podcast will still be talking about business. We're still going to be talking about everything that we already talk about, but we're going to be bringing in this golden thread of human design as well, because Tim and I are very, very passionate about helping coaches and experts scale to seven figures and beyond. So we want to bring in just this extra aspect so that we can help people get there as fast as possible. I'd love to ask you, Leon, because you're sitting there listening. You've seen the trajectory of what's happened in our business this year, and you've seen a lot of what's been happening with human design, and you get me blabbing in your ear about it every single day in the I think you're starting to get hold of it. From your perspective, what have you seen the benefits of knowing your human design are?
It's really good having your own personal coach, you know, that you live with, so you can the upskilling is constant. And the word that comes to mind is alignment. And if I backtrack a little bit to when I used to be in corporate, a lot of things became very clear from not being in alignment. So, you know, fast forward now to, you know, running a business. And obviously I get to work with you every day, so that's awesome. Just knowing that, you know, the alignment has changed, you can see in our clients and how we operate, how they operate. You can see how it can make things more easier and like a flow, and just stop people from being in a state of not knowing which way to get, how to go about things as well. You know, so it actually really changes their alignment so that stays, you know, the right course.
Totally. I want to give a big shout out to Melanie Benson, who was meant to be joining us today, but has been so busy behind the scenes with her business. But she's the host of the Amplify Your Success podcast. And Melanie has been helping me behind the scenes rebrand this. And it was actually her that came up with the name for the podcast through some masterminding that we were doing, because I did a 2-hour session on using human design to prosper in business. I did a 2-hour session with her Amplify Inner Circle members, and she really was the one that said to me, oh my goodness, like, this is gold. You don't know what you're sitting on here. So big shout out to Melanie. She certainly helped me to bring human design to the forefront of what I'm doing and to help me rename the podcast. So excited to be bringing you shows. We're going to move our show to Tuesday and Thursday episodes moving forward, but Tim and I will be back on Thursday as the very first episode of Influenced by Design. But Tim, I'd love you to share, like, what do you want to finish the show with? What thoughts have you got that you'd like to share? I was trying to think of I didn't have my thesaurus in front of me. I was trying to think of a better word.
trying to think of something more profound.
Fancy, I was. And I just like landed flat on that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. You know, we've talked a lot, I guess, over the last 3 years, about, you know, how to get your business to a point where it's stable, where it's giving you the tools and resources in your business that starts to free you up, that starts to, I guess, get you to a point where you know, you can tick that, I am successful in this business box. And I'm really looking forward to this next evolution, because this is where we start to take it to that next level. Right? Take your business to that next level where you start to influence and impact more people.
Absolutely.
Not just in your immediate world, but in your community and globally as well. And I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. Because when we think about it, being able to influence more people means not only are we able to influence it and help people to make changes in their life, but there's a reciprocal thing that happens, and that's that we make more income. And when we're able to make more income, we're able to create a bigger impact. So the way that the influence and our income and our impact flow into each other is just so beautiful. And this is our way forward. This is our way forward.
I'm seeing a model in its infancy evolution here.
Aren't you lucky that you get behind the scenes of how I do that? I've had many people say, how do you do your models? It's just, what about you, Leon? What would you like to leave us with today?
I think that, you know, bringing the new, it's not a new aspect, but human design aspect of the alignment and bring that into how people operate their businesses. You know, I think we make it difficult for ourselves when we don't work in alignment. And I think, why would you make it hard for yourself? It's crazy. And you can see when someone's not in alignment because, well, the sales don't flow, the profit doesn't flow, you know, and they just find it hard and it's wearing on them, you know, and you can almost feel the anxiety of why they can't get something to move forward. So I'm looking forward to see how you guys tackle that and, bring people into alignment.
Love it. And of course, like I said before, we're still going to be talking about all of the aspects that we talk about, building team, marketing, sales, all of the things that you need to be able to grow and scale your business. We're just bringing in this little tiny extra little piece, I guess. But it's been great to hang out with you guys today. I really look forward to being back with you on Thursday, Tim, for our first episode of Influence by Design.
Catch you then.
Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. I'd love for you to share on the socials how excited you are to be on this journey with us. Please, if you're listening to this episode on your mobile app, scroll to the top, hit that subscribe button or the follow button, depending on which app you're listening to, and share it. We want more people to be able to hear this message that we're here to share. But it's been great to hang out with you all today, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Ciao. It's been great to share another episode of the Thought Leaders Business Lab podcast with you. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes, the links from today's sponsors, and to download your detailed episode companion for the extensive notes and value bombs we shared today. And if you're looking to connect with other experts and changemakers just like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive Thought Leaders Business Lab community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at samanthariley.global/podcast.